This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, something that came out of the news about Jacksonville, Florida and Houston, Texas during recent hurricanes was the term called flooding. We had no idea the flooding that would take place actually in both cities, and yet flooding is what I talk about at the beginning of the message as we continue our series from the book of Jeremiah. God bless you as you listen to this 10th message from the book of Jeremiah. As people will tell you that when a city has been inundated with water, there's a flood on two levels. There's the flood on the surface, but there's also a flood that goes under the ground in the infrastructure where all the underground utilities are and conduits, and the infrastructure underneath the streets is flooded with water. And most people don't realize that. They think of the water on the surface of the ground, but there's a flood also underneath. And you say, why are you talking about floods like that? Well, your life's like that, and so is mine. Every single one of us has what I call an outer countenance or outer being that we come in contact with people all the time, and that's what you smile with and you greet people. And people see that outer countenance of your life. But the Bible refers to something called your heart, not the physical organ that pumps the blood through your body, but that which represents you, and I'll define what that means in a minute. And here's what the Bible, in the passage we study today, says about your heart. The heart is deceptive above all things. Do you know what that means? You and I have been deceived by our own hearts. You and I have been conned by our own hearts, and we have found ourselves thinking and doing and saying things we thought we never would, but we did. Because we sometimes don't realize the capacity that we have to do that which is wrong. And we'll talk about that today as we continue our series in the book of Jeremiah. Today we're talking about heartache, the heartache of the worst kind that comes from sin in my life and in your life. Jeremiah 17, exactly where we were last week, we left off with verse 9. It says this, "The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward a man according to his conduct, according to what his deeds deserve." And then if you'll go to chapter 24, verse 7, an easy way to remember this verse from now on is just remember the phrase you use all the time, 24-7. I want you to remember Jeremiah 24-7. The Lord is speaking and he says, "I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord. They will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me with all their heart. I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord. They will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me with all their heart." In high school, I was on the debate team. I was not an athlete. I was allergic to pain, and so I joined the debate team. Some of you will get that later. But I did not participate in athletics at all. And one of the things you did on the debate team, when you were on the affirmative side, you were debating for a proposition, the first speaker who got up was given the task of defining terms. You had to be the one to say, here's what we mean by whatever the term was in that debate topic. And I want to define a term today called your heart. When I speak, or when the Bible speaks of your heart, it's referring to your inner self, the part of you that thinks, the part of you that feels, the part of you that desires, the part of you that decides. That's what it means when you read the word heart in the Bible, the part of you that feels, thinks, desires, and decides. And you know what? One author says this, it's the part of you that God turns to through his Holy Spirit. It's the part of you that God turns to when he wants to deal with you and he wants to deal with me.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.